NPR. The father of the Australian woman who was shot and killed by a Minneapolis police officer responding to her 911 call says his family has been turned upside down.
This is wrong on every level. From the cosmic, Justine was exploring our spiritual nature and teaching love and compassion. We need that kind of person with us.
Justine Ruschick's father, John, and her fiancé, Don Damon, spoke last night at an outdoor memorial service in Minneapolis. A judge in the case has approved a search warrant for investigators to examine the smartphones of the two officers involved in the shooting. Wall Street rebounded at the end of the trading week after 3 days of losses. Steve Beckner explains the U.S. market was on a record-setting pace until geopolitical concerns began to unnerve investors.
As the week began, Wall Street was content. The Dow Jones Industrials hit record highs 10 straight days. Rising bond yields led former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan to fear a bubble. Low market volatility caused others to say investors were too complacent. All that changed Tuesday when tensions with North Korea escalated. President Trump's warning that North Korea would suffer fire and fury if it kept threatening the U.S., and Pyongyang's reply that it might launch missiles toward Guam, spiked volatility worldwide. Before Friday's partial recovery, stocks lost $1 trillion globally. Gold leaped near $1,300 per ounce amid panicky flows of cash into safe assets. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include The Estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.